Irrigation sprinklers hum at the base of Carol Zadrozny's peach trees on a mesa in western Colorado near the town of Palisade.
A lot of people think peaches are peaches are peaches, and there's over 100 varieties.
The Grand Valley, as it's known, is one of the state's agricultural hubs, famous for its stone fruit and vineyards. It's also famous, or infamous, for fickle weather, namely early season cold snaps. But lately, Zadrozny says the one thing you can count on is people coming out to the orchard, wallets in hand, ready to pick up a bucket of peaches.
So this is something that people are very interested in.
And Zadrozny's ready to capitalize on the growing interest in local food. She put in a commercial kitchen with the idea that people could pick their own fruit, pluck some greens from the garden, grab a few eggs from the chicken coop, and make a meal. That's about as farm-to-table as you're going to get.
And then my insurance says, well, somebody might get hurt. It's very frustrating.
A couple months ago, Zadrozny's insurance agent said her policy wasn't going to cover agritourism, city folk wandering around the property with the potential to get injured, which would make Zadrozny liable. And a lawsuit could put her out of business. Her policy goes through the end of the year.
When urban meets rural, it's tough.
Laura Gray is director of agritourism with the Colorado Tourism Office. She's been pushing for changes in state and local policies to make it easier for farmers to welcome tourists. A new law taking effect this summer will limit a farm's liability if and when visitors get hurt. But Gray says there are even more hurdles, like strict zoning rules that prohibit certain commercial activities.
Sadly, what happens is a farmer or rancher will get the idea of having a dinner or they'll have an event, and somehow county commissioners will then come in and say, no more.
But even with those obstacles, Gray says, agritourism in Colorado is poised to take off. This summer, tourism officials are rolling out a new ad campaign touting the state's dude ranches, farm stays, and wine tours. And they're showing up in foodie magazines and in online publications across the country.
I think the outside world has no idea how aggy we are. I really don't. And I think that, you know, we have huge numbers nationally in ag, and I don't think even Coloradans are aware of that.
But it's one thing to promote an already existing industry and another to build it up even more. That'll take cooperation and entrepreneurship on behalf of farmers and ranchers. Colorado Dude Ranch Association director Courtney Frazier says some of her ranchers are reluctant to ask visitors to pay extra for certain amenities.
To be honest, I think they're surprised at how much interest there actually is. You know, it's one thing to just say, hey, why don't we add on this extra aspect? It's another thing to say, we've got people coming to our business specifically for this who may not have gone to a dude ranch otherwise.
Yeah. But innovation is happening. On its face, Moon Farm in Fruta, Colorado, looks like nothing more than a pumpkin patch and petting zoo.
And then this area over here will be the corn maze.
But owner Dave Moon is beginning to bring in even more money from people who want to stay on the farm. Fruta is a sought-after destination for mountain bikers, so Moon renovated old farm buildings into vacation rentals. He charges for birthday parties and weddings, too. And says he could soon start welcoming people who want to do farm work during their vacations.
And that's another way to maybe book our properties, is maybe have some kind of where people want to come out and help plant pumpkins and drive the tractor and get their hands dirty again, you know?
Moon pays a premium for insurance to cover all of those activities. He's been in the ag tourism game for decades, so he's used to the high costs of having visitors on site. And as interest in local food keeps chugging along, he says he'll happily welcome any competition. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.